Good morning. We're Maseches Demai. In the fifth parak, we have to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah says, "Alekach min asitain, v'chazer v'lakach mimenu shnia loy asim yizal zeh." Sitain is a wholesale distributor. Yesterday, we discussed the case of a distributor who is buying bread from the baker and selling it to the local merchants. This discusses the case of someone who is a step before the baker. He is buying it from those who are actually the farmers who actually producing the produce. He buys the grain from them or the flour from them, and he brings it to the different bakers. So he's a step beforehand. He's dealing with a very large bulk of grain. We learned previously in Masechta that if someone is selling something at a wholesale price, since his profit margin is not so large, we're not mechayev him to take off the extra miser from something which is demai. So he buys it from these amaratzim. They're supposed to be taking off their miser. We don't know if they did. Halacha is, since he's selling such large quantities and his profit margin is much smaller, he's not chayav to take off demai. Rather, it is incumbent upon the person who buys it. In this case, it would be the baker. He would be the one who has to take off the miser from it. So the halacha is, if he buys it once, v'chazer v'lakach mimenu shnia lo ya'asim yizal zeh, he should not take off miser from one delivery off of the next, because it's possible that he's coming from two separate fields. If it's coming from two separate fields, we have two separate sfeikas over here. It's possible that one already had miser taken off, the other one did not have miser taken off, and therefore he should not take off from one and the next. Afilu mi'oisei asug, even if it's the same type of grain, afilu mi'oisei amin, The sug means the way it comes packaged. If it's in the box or the basket, it's packaged the same. The min refers to the type of grain. So grain would be, let's say it comes from barley, or if it comes from wheat, or it's spelt, or it's oats, that would be the min. The sug is the way that they package it up. Nevertheless, this middleman, distributor is believed to say that he got it from the same place. The reason for this, I'm assuming, is because he really has no reason to lie about this. He's not chayev to take off the meiser. We said he is not really a negea bedavar. Generally speaking, when we're dealing with an amaretz, he's not neman to talk about something he does not have ne'emanus about. Somebody who does not take something seriously can't be believed to testify about that. Because what is the big deal if I lie? The whole thing is not a big deal altogether. In this case, he really has no reason to lie about it, because he's not chayiv to take off the meiser. He's the distributor and he's selling wholesale, and we said he's not chayiv to take off meiser. So what are you worried? He's going to lie for what? Why should he lie about this? He may as well tell the truth. Either it came from the same place, and he says, it's from the same place that I did not take off meiser, or it came from two separate places, and I'm still not taking off meiser. So there's really no reason for him to be dishonest about it. So if he says, both of these deliveries that I delivered to this bakery came from the same field, he's ne'eman, and therefore he could take off the meiser from one to the next. Mishnah Zayin continues, Alekeach min bala bayis. Someone buys from a personal individual, and he is namaretz. He does not take off. We do not know if he takes off meiser. V'chazer v'lakach mimenu shnia. He bought from a second time. Ma'aser mizeh alzeh. He can take off from one to the next. A filmish de kupais. A filmish de ayarais. Even if it came from two separate boxes and it came from two separate cities, nevertheless, he can take off from one to the next, because we don't assume that he gets it from so many different places. Balabayis shayamaycha yarak pashuk. A balabayis, an individual who's selling vegetables in the market. When he's bringing from his own garden, he could take off once for everything that he buys from this individual. If it's coming from different gardens, he should take off meiser from every individual garden that it's coming from. Mishneches continues, alekech tevel mishnei mekaymes. Now, generally, a person's not supposed to sell tevel altogether. But for whatever reason it was, he was selling tevel. He's selling tevel, which does not have trumas or maisers taken off of it. Ma'aser mizeh alzeh, he could take off truma and maisers from one batch onto the other one. Afal pisha amru ein adam rashadlim kar tevel atzarech. Even though you're not supposed to sell tevel unless it's a tzarech. For example, a case where tevel got mixed into chulin. In such a case, you really has no choice. Nevertheless, the halach is a person can take off from one batch onto the next. We'll stop here at Mishnah Tess. Have a wonderful day.